This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to begin today by pointing out a series of disconnects. There are, as we saw yesterday, some disconnects within our democracy, but there are also pretty clearly some disconnects between this democracy and this economy, between the stock markets and the economy, and between the markets and our democracy. Might I point out, just for instance, record highs on Wall Street yesterday and then again today amid insurrection in the Capitol building and talk of the 25th Amendment. So we got on the phone today and asked some people some questions. Basically, what do you make of this? And we started with Andrea Eisfeldt. She's at the Anderson School out at UCLA.
Many bad pieces of news have come out over the last year or so that have just not been able to put a dent in the valuations of the companies that are driving these indices.
The pandemic and the recession and political lies and George Floyd and everything and nary a hiccup from the markets, because traders are just looking at other things like the Fed.
We are going to see government support probably in the form of low rates for quite some time.
Free money, right? And now, after Democratic wins in Georgia, Congress.
And now we do see potential situation in the Senate where we might see some more fiscal spending as well.
Fiscal spending relief, of course. But Gary Hoover at Tulane points out the markets aren't really about today so much.
The markets are saying, okay, this is the last hurrah, as violent as it was, but with the ratification for President-elect Biden, that they see more stable times in the future.
And let us not forget this from Andrea Eisfeldt. Again, she's at UCLA.
Stock market participation is a minority of the U.S. population, and the correlation between stock market participation and the way this economy has treated you is positive.
If you're in the market, basically, you're doing all right. But if you are not, if you're the people left out of all that market optimism, they're the people left out of recoveries. Here's Gary Hoover one more time.
My biggest concern is the disproportionate impact that this is going to have on people of color, specifically African Americans.
As I said, record highs on Wall Street today, disconnects, and all. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.